Virginia. We're talking fun time now. Kevin McDougal from 5K Events is with me, and you're going to be with me the first Thursday of every month because we got a ton of events to talk about here. And before we talk about all the events, people say, 5K, what is that, like 5,000? What is 5K? Right. 5,000? Is he talking about $5,000? Give us a little history of 5K Events.
Well, 5K Events originally started as a company that did endurance events, you know, runs, you know, things of that nature. And once the opportunity to answer the request for proposal from the city came around to manage the Racine Civic Center and all its venues, we submitted a proposal, and you know, we're very experienced at running events, all kinds of events, and so it was a natural fit for us, and especially the all of us with 5K Events, just, you know, we're from the area. We remember what it was like when the Festival Park was vibrant and there was something happening every weekend, so we have a real passion for it, so that's why you know, we got into it, and we're well on our way.
When in my other incarnation here, when Salmon Arama, back in the 90s,
right,
we actually set up a boat at Festival Hall, and yeah, we had a broadcast from a boat.
Sure.
Normally, it'd be easy now with the equipment we have, but back then, the equipment was very bulky. We had antennas.
Oh, yeah.
We had a whole, we needed electric cables going all over the place.
Sure.
And I said, from a boat?
We have to be from the boat.
Well, it's Salmon Arama. I said, what, we got wires everywhere. How are we going to do this with wires and cables all over the place?
Yeah.
And they said, we'll make it work. Then we had to string them up over that little octagon building. It was like, what a mess.
Okay. Over the colonnade. Yeah.
But once we did it for 11 days, we were set. But it was like, oh, you got to be kidding.
Yeah. Like you said, the technology is such you can broadcast from anywhere now.
Yeah. Now you get your cell phone.
You don't have to worry about geography or anything like that.
Okay. So 5K Events is responsible for the events at Festival Hall, Memorial Hall. How about the lakefront there?
That Festival Park or Rotary Park. Yes. We also manage that as well.
Okay. It's like, what? Now you said Rotary Park.
Yeah. It has been renamed. It was renamed some years ago for Paul P. Harris, the founder of the Rotary, the International Rotary. He's right from right here in Racine. Okay. So there's Rotary chapters all over the world that do great work. And it was begun by Paul P. Harris, who was born here in Racine.
So it's Rotary Park now.
Yes. Yeah. More commonly known as Festival Park, but
yeah, I know people still say the Brewers are playing at County Stadium.
Yeah.
Well, there's two incarnations that you're missing there: County Stadium and Miller Park.
Yeah. There's a couple between there.
Let's jump over to AmFam Field.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll call it Festival Park right now because people understand
absolutely
that more. All right. What's our first event coming up this summer? Actually, in the it's spring.
Yeah,
actually,
we've got an amazing lineup of events this year. You know, last year when we took over, we were just kind of getting our feet under us this time last year. And we were able to finish out the year very strong. But this year, looking at our calendar, we are busy with festivals and events practically every weekend from now through the end of the year. So coming up on Memorial Day weekend, it's kind of the grand opening of the park for the year, our Hot Harbor Nights opening weekend. Hot Harbor Nights is our free music in the park event on Thursday nights. So we're kicking it off with three straight days on Memorial Day weekend, Thursday the 22nd, Friday the 23rd, and Saturday the 24th, live music, food trucks, full bar service. Some of the area's favorite local acts, Mean Jake, who have been in this market for a long time. If you haven't seen Mean Jake over the last 30 years, you're just not trying. Everybody has seen Mean Jake. A great band from Kenosha called Conviction, and another great band from here in Racine called Waiting for Eddie. So you can see them on the opening weekend of Hot Harbor.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday. Actually, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Now, be honest. Do you sit at home looking at the weather forecast?
Oh, yeah.
Just, oh, please, no rain. Please pass over. Please.
Yeah.
Rain on Janesville, not us.
Right. We certainly do. And we're lucky that, you know, the technology is such where we can, you know, look on the weather app and see what's happening. But, you know, if we're going to have an outdoor event, we do have the opportunity to move things into Festival Hall. If we have enough notice that the weather's going to be inclement, we do try and...
Yeah, but that great stage right on the lake.
Yeah. It really is picturesque, and it's perfect for outdoor events.
Okay, that's the first event. That is coming up the weekend of May 22nd through the 24th. When is Memorial Day this year?
It would be the 26th.
Yeah, because my birthday is always on Memorial Day weekend, so I'm trying to figure it out. I don't think it is this year. I think it's before. Okay, we've got Prom Encore.
Now, the Prom Encore is a new event that we created, and it is a dinner that we're going to be hosting at Festival Hall for the prom goers before they go off to their Their school events, and then end up out at the county fairgrounds for the post prom. It's an elegant buffet style dinner, again, served at Festival Hall from 4 to 8. And then again, you just join your classmates out at the post prom. You know, very affordable, kind of keeps you from having to go through the process of making reservations at some of the local restaurants that you might find that are filled. So we're hosting that. Tickets are $35 and available at festivalpark.com.
You know, and I used to love watching the kids come into Festival Hall all dressed up. Mm-hmm. And, oh, it was so nice. My wife and I used to sit there watching the girls and the guys coming in and...
Yeah, it really is an amazing tradition here in Racine. Still going to be out at the county fairgrounds where they'll do the walking the red carpet, see the kids in their formal wear. We made the pitch to bring it back to Festival Park for this year. Didn't quite work out. You know, we're really involved with the folks from the Rotary for a lot of events, but there's a lot of moving parts that go into this event. And unless you've been on the inside and really worked with it, it's hard to fathom just how big of a deal it is to put this event on for the kids.
So. Well, you and I were talking about our proms. You had yours at a rodeo in Dallas. And I had mine at the old World's Fair. Actually, it wasn't a rodeo, but it was in Dallas. You remember it? Like it was yesterday?
I do, actually.
What happened to the girl you took to the prom?
You know, funny story. She was my girlfriend at the time that I was supposed to go with broke up with me shortly before prom. We were supposed to go.
Oh, no!
So I had a girl in my physics class that was dating a guy that was older than us. He was the manager of the local Domino's Pizza across from our high school. So she didn't have a date, and I didn't have a date, so we went together, and it was a great time. I mean, there are a lot of things that I can't really relate on the air that happened that night.
Oh, good. We'll save that for our late-night interview. After midnight interview.
Yes, WRJN After Dark.
Yeah, I told you mine was at the old World's Fairgrounds in New York, in Queens, and the girl I wanted to take... The most beautiful girl in the school, and she was just a sweetheart of a person. You know, sometimes you get beautiful girls that didn't know they're beautiful.
Sure.
She was just so nice. She was just a sweet person, and I didn't want to be the 25th guy in line to ask her to the prom, right. So I didn't ask. I took somebody else. When I got to the prom, I saw she came with her cousin because nobody asked her.
Isn't that always the way?
Everybody was afraid to be rejected.
Sometimes the most beautiful girls are the most lonely, just for that reason.
No. And 20 years later, at our high school reunion, I saw her sitting there. And you know how you're wearing your little name tag?
Sure.
I walked up to her and I said, "Hi, Karen." She squinted, looked at me, and said, "Hi, Don." That was it.
You remembered me.
20 years. Actually, said hello, Donald. 20 years I waited for that. All right, so that's a senior prom. It's always a special night.
It is.
And that's great. I work for another company that the bank, if you don't have a prom dress and you're a girl, you don't have a prom dress, they will give you one.
Yeah.
And there's like 6 or 7 nights during the month where they open it up. You can go into the bank's got a special room, and they have all these prom dresses.
Sure.
And you can pick one out and keep it.
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice idea?
That's an amazing idea.
Because not everybody can afford one.
No. And you know, some of these get worn once and then hang in closets for years.
Like a wedding dress.
Yeah, so why not give it another spin?
That's good. I love that. Okay. The spaghetti dinner fundraiser is coming up. I'm hungry now.
Yeah, it's breakfast, this is another amazing event. It is May 21st at Festival Hall. $15 pasta bread, just a fantastic meal, and it'll benefit the Volunteer Center of Racine County.
Okay, the VFW Post, 1391's got bingo and bites.
We've revised bingo at Festival Hall, working with our partners at the VFW Post. It happens the second Thursday of every month, or second Tuesday of every month. The next one coming up is May 13th at Memorial Hall. Games start at 6:30. You can play for as little as $5. Cash prizes. If you've ever seen some of these folks that go to Pottawatomie to play bingo, I mean, it's serious stuff.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So the bites on this first week coming up are tacos, Taco Tuesday, and then we do a different food each month. And again, it's the second Tuesday of each month at Memorial Hall.
I took this tour of Graceland Cemetery.
Okay.
And actually, I didn't take it. I saw it online, a tour. And the guy who gives the tour, his mother is buried there. Here's the story about his mother. She was playing bingo. And you know those ink things they stamp
with? Daubers.
Yeah. Well, she was filling up her card, and she had I-16 left. That was the last one she had. I think it was I-16, whatever. That was the last one she had left. And just before she knows the next one's going to be her, somebody yells bingo and they fill up their card. She takes that dauber and smashes it, ink all over everybody around her. She lost her temper. On the back of her tombstone is a bingo card, and it says, okay, in search of I-16.
Ah, that's amazing.
What a great story. Yeah. But you can go to Graceland Cemetery and see her tombstone.
Okay.
Each kid was able to put something on her tombstone,
yeah,
and that's it. There's an etched-in bingo card.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and that's the type of – some of these people are real serious. They got their – things all lined up in front of them. They're daubers. That's the name.
The daubers, the little troll.
Yeah, they got all the good luck charms lined up in front of them.
Yeah, you don't get into their area, boy. It's serious stuff.
The big one, Harborfest, coming back June 13th and 14th.
Yeah, this is one that we're very excited about, and there's been a lot of talk in the community since this has been kind of revived. Anybody who's from the area here remembers the first incarnation of Harborfest that ran for 20 years, 1987 through 2007. Just an amazing event. I was on the board of directors the last 10 years of it. And if you run down the list of national acts that performed, then it's pretty much a who's who of the rock and blues world. But we're fortunate that a couple former sponsors of the previous incarnation of Harborfest got together over too many bourbons and cigars and thought it'd be a great idea to revive Harborfest. And we've been working pretty closely with them.
And when they sober up, they're going to change their mind?
Yeah. Every time we meet with them, we're like, oh, what'd we get into, but everybody is very excited about this, and it's June 13th and 14th at Festival Park, same weekend as it always had been back in the day, Father's Day weekend. So a lot of great regional acts. Friday night, their headliner is a great Foreigner tribute act called Feels Like the First Time.
It's
their headliner. And their headliner on Saturday night is Bella Kane, who everybody knows around here, great country act, and a lot of great support acts too. So, food, family activities, great beer, of course, you gotta sell beer and have fun with that. And so we're really looking forward to that. And it's just around the corner. We're maybe 6 weeks away from it now. It's coming up. So
Jukebox Hero.
Yeah, they can do it. Yeah, they're very, very good. And coinciding with that is the 47th annual Lighthouse Run. So everybody who's from Racine is familiar with the Lighthouse Run that's been going on. And we have a 10-mile competitive run, a 4-mile competitive run, a 4-mile fun run for kid, or 4-mile fun run, and then a kids run, and cash prizes this year for the competitive divisions. And that originates from Festival Park on Saturday, June 14th, and the run kicks off at 7:45.
Okay, my division, the 1-block crawl.
Yeah, yeah. Mine is the old football players who don't want to run more than 100 yards.
Now, that goes right past my house. Are you doing it down Main Street this year again?
Actually, not down Main Street, just because of some of the logistical things that go along with closing down Main Street, but we've got another route that's been laid out.
It used to come down Main Street in front of my house, and what I did was I took my hose, I put it on mist, I had a ladder, and I had a little clip on the ladder, and I made a shower out of
it. Oh, nice. Yeah, and a little oasis.
It was up there, and people used to, when they were down, they would go into the mist and walk around. So one day the cop pulls up his police car across the street, and he's staring at it, and I said, "What's wrong? How did you do that?"
That's a
I
great
said,
idea.
It's an old mop handle, and I took the clip from the mop handle, and I gaffer taped it around the ladder.
Perfect.
And he's looking at it. He said, "Wow, that's kind of interesting." And he was staring. How did you do that? So we did that every year, but this year we don't have to do it, obviously, because you're not going past my house. Okay.
Yep, unfortunately.
That sounds good. All right, just in the last few minutes here, let's talk about some of the other. Now, this calendar that I have here, how do people get this?
Yeah, if you go on to festivalpark.com and go to the upcoming events page, so you got the bar at the top. Go to events, click that, drop down. The upcoming events page has all of our events listed. They each have their own individual web page for that. But we've got an amazing schedule coming up throughout the entire year. If you would have told me a year ago this is where we'd be sitting with events, I would have said, I'll have what some of you are smoking.
The Festival of Trees coming back.
Trees is coming back. We're very excited about that. That's going to be an amazing event. You mentioned Salmonorama. Salmonorama is coming back for
Fish Fest.
Yes, or affectionately known as Slammin'-O-Rama, yeah, to those of you who have been around for a while. But it's coming back for its second year of its return to the park where it should be. We're excited about that. Racine River Fest was my favorite event last year. It's a collaboration amongst all the yacht clubs along the river. Dragon boat races, cardboard boat races, duck races, live music along the river, water taxis to go between. And then at the park, we're going to have, bar service, yard games, and then the fireworks later in the evening shoot off from the breakwater near the park.
Now, I noticed you having the Racine Symphony there December 5th. Do you know, I proposed to my wife at the Racine Symphony concert at Festival Hall. I was filling in, I think, for Greg Berg. I'm trying to remember who I was filling in for that night. So they had me as the MC.
Yeah.
And I said to my wife, it's a dressy thing, it's a dress up.
Sure.
And when they had the intermission, the conductor told the orchestra, just stay where you are. Don't get up until he's finished. They didn't tell him what it was.
Uh-huh.
And then I brought my wife on stage, my fiance, and she was shaking. And I got down on one knee. And that was the night that our sister city in France was there. So it was packed.
Oh.
And I proposed to her right there in front of everybody, gave her the ring, and the rest is history.
And the pressure's on to say yes.
Well, she picked out the ring.
Okay, so she knew.
She knew it was
coming eventually.
She didn't know it was coming that night, though. That
awesome.
And of course, when she got off stage, all the women started running around. Let me see.
Sure.
And I wanted to make sure I wasn't a cheapskate.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he got you? No, it was an.
That's his 2 month salary?
Is that what it's supposed to be?
2 or 3 months? Isn't that what the guideline that, which is a complete marketing thing that jewelers came up with? But sorry, Rasmussen, if you're listening.
They all got together in one big thing and they said, how many months should we come up with? Let's take a vote. Okay, so again, it's festivalpark.com, right?
Yes, festivalpark.com. You can see all the events.
It's all there, festival. Easy to remember, too, festivalpark.com.
Yeah. And we're also, we have dates open for weddings, quinceañeras.
What's that?
Corporate events. A quinceañera? Oh, quinceañera is a Mexican tradition that celebrates the 15th birthday of a young lady. And
really?
Those are big deals. We host those fairly regularly, and just the opulence of them is pretty incredible.
Yeah, wow.
They're amazing.
I'll have to go see one of those.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get invited to one.
Oh, you have to be. It's an invite only. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the Academy Awards, invite only.
Sure.
Okay. So Kevin McDougall from 5K Events is going to be here every first Thursday of the month.
First Thursday of the month.
We're going to talk about all the events coming on. So if you missed them today, go to festivalpark.com. Or join us on June, whatever the first Thursday is in June.
Yeah. I haven't looked at the calendar, but that's when I'll be here.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks,
Tom. This sounds like a lot of fun coming up. What a great city, a lot of fun.